Welcome to episode 529 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Sandy, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Donna and George. What do you think of when you think of Canada? Hockey, snow, maybe poutine? Is that how you say that?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to bet that cruising didn't cross your mind, but fellow Outlander travel agent Meg recently sailed with Holland America on a 7-day cruise from Boston to Quebec City. And we talked her into stopping by tonight to tell us all about her experience. So let's get started. Welcome, Meg.
Yay. Hi. Ooh. Good to be here again.
Yeah. So when this airs, it's going to be kind of far past your cruise. But was this like a fall foliage type of time of year?
So it was definitely once the farther north we went, there was definitely more colors. We started in Boston and it was kind of like here at home in North Carolina. But by the time we made it up to Prince Edward Island and then obviously Quebec, the colors were really bursting. So I would say we were right at the time that you should go. Probably a week later was almost peak, but it was very beautiful.
Mm-hmm. What month was this?
So we were there the very beginning of October.
Okay. Oh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Was it cold?
It got colder as we went along. Surprise, surprise. I mean, when we boarded in Boston, I was in a t-shirt. But then by the time we got into Nova Scotia in the mornings, it was very chilly. But I mean, my daughter said that it was cold, but I love the cold. So I found it super enjoyable to where it was not freezing. You were okay with like a light jacket and a scarf. And yep.
Nice. Just for the record, how old is your daughter?
My daughter is 19.
Okay. Because mm-hmm. Holland America, I took my daughter on Holland America too, but it's not something you think about for younger people. So how did that work out?
Yes, I agree. I mean, I would not take my 15-year-old son. He would have been very bored, but my daughter is an old soul. So she was very excited to cruise with people that she relates to more than people her age. I mean, she was certainly the youngest. Besides, we saw two kids that were probably around 5 or 6 years old. That was it. And then it was my daughter who was the youngest. So she kind of liked it. She kind of liked being the youngest and having, you know, the attention, and everybody was excited to see her on board. So she loved it.
Nice. So this is a ship I'm not really familiar with. The Zuider Dam.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, I mean, the Koningsdam is the bigger ones, and then there's the other class that are kind of mid-sized ships. But correct. How big is this one? I'm not familiar with it.
This one was definitely one of the smaller ships I've been on. It was under 2,000 passengers. I think we were at like 1,500 passengers, so it was much smaller. Mm-hmm. And you could certainly feel that on the ship. It was still certainly Holland America. I mean, all the spaces were familiar. And the layout was very familiar to all their ships, but you could easily get across the ship, and there is much more of a community feel because you really would see the same people and greet mm-hmm. each other. And so, you know, I liked how that was more intimate on the ship.
Did they have like the regular nightlife and theater shows and things like that?
They did. They had the theater, which had shows every night. They didn't have like a movie theater. They had, they still had their version of the music walk. So there was a Rolling Stone lounge.
Oh, cool.
And there was a BB King. And then they also had the pianos, but it wasn't the dueling pianos. It was just one piano player.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's nice.
And then and then every night they also had the jazz quartet that played, which I think is new for Holland America, which I think they're rolling out in most of their ships. Because it's replacing the
symphony type.
Yes. Okay. I can't think of that. Yes. Lincoln They've Center. Ended that, the Lincoln Town Center, and they're replacing it with jazz quartets. So that was nice.
Okay. I wonder what that'll do with the BBC shows that the Lincoln Center performers came and did. Well, They didn't have anything like that, did they?
No, they did not.
Okay. Well, you'll just have to go, Sandy, and find out.
I guess we'll just have to go on another cruise.
I know.
Nice. What type of cabin did you have?
We were in a veranda. So we were, just, you know, it felt like you could have dropped that cabin size on any of their ships. Very comparable in size. It actually felt slightly roomier. Still had the, you know, what I consider a full size shower for most ships. It's not the little cubicle. They still have the full size shower, like, all of Holland ships. And, we had a great balcony. Actually, we were on deck 4, which is where the lifeboats are, the tenders, but we were right past them. So we actually had a fully extended, veranda. So we actually had like 4 chairs. It was really nice.
Oh, that's really cool. Okay. So it sounds like even though it's kind of a smaller and older type ship that you still get the whole Holland America feel with it.
I felt like we did. I mean, I cruised earlier this year on the Königsdamm and I mean, you know, it's newer. It's the spaces are bigger. They're, you know, like my daughter appreciated the fact that they still had all of the original, like unique artwork and sculptures and benches and everything. She loved all that. So, to me, it was great. I mean, you could see age outside of the ship a little bit, you know, in some of the finishings and decking and stuff. But once inside, it was your typical consistent Holland America experience.
I feel like people who are loyal to Holland and have been on the ship like it, you know? It's just kind of one of those things. Okay. Awesome. So let's talk about your itinerary because I was supposed to do an itinerary like this on a different cruise line back in 2020.
Whoops.
It got canceled and I never got to rebook it. So you said you started in Boston. Did you guys go early and look around Boston at all?
We got there sort of like mid-morning. So we did have a chance to check in the hotel and then walk. And get obviously lobster rolls while we were there and clam chowder and then walked a little bit just along the waterfront. So we got a little bit of a feel, but that was it because we were boarding the next day.
Okay. So you didn't really do any.
We didn't do city. We didn't go downtown. We just kind of took it easy that day.
Nice. Okay. So then first stop was Bar Harbor, Maine.
Yes. Bar Harbor, Maine. Super cool. I would go back in an instant. I think it's a wonderful place to go for like a weekend stay because it's just such a like cute downtown walkable area along the waterfront there. We did a small group tour that took us to one of the Victorian mansions. So we were able to go inside. And it was actually really nice because it was on a Sunday, so it was normally closed. So they opened it up just for our group. And our tour guide and the mansion was built for, I think, like the great grandson of Alexander Hamilton. So there was tons of historical stuff in there. And he just told us, he had all kinds of interesting facts. So we toured that whole mansion and then we drove to Acadia National Park.
Were you singing show tunes while you were in there?
We were not singing show tunes. No, I know. Yep. And then they drove us up to Cadillac Mountain and then we kind of got out and it's really cool because you can see your cruise ship from there. It's just really expansive, beautiful view from up there, which is amazing because it's literally a 10-minute drive from the center of downtown Bar Harbor.
Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. I love that because I don't really collect national parks like I thought I would, but I actually have been to this one. When I was like 4, we drove from Pittsburgh to
Of course. Pittsburgh.
I haven't mentioned Pittsburgh in a while, y'all. So,
Is Acadia the one with the I think they call them like the pots? Did you walk down to the ocean at low tide and they have the giant pillars and then the forest is on top because the sea rises and lowers so much?
So that is not in Acadia, but it's close by. I forget what that's called. It's
okay.
Because some of the cruises actually stop so you can go. It's where the tide comes and moves out like 300 feet or something in a span of 10 minutes. And you can walk along the ocean floor. Oh, what is the name of that?
Well, they have that in the Bay of Fundy.
Bay of Fundy.
That's it.
Actually in St. John's.
Okay. Yep. So I do think some of the cruise lines, especially the smaller ones, stop there so that you can go and Holland did actually offer an excursion to Bay of Fundy. We just didn't pick that one, but they do have that excursion.
Nice. Mm-hmm. See, we went to St. John's and went to Moosehead. So, sat in the brewery all day and drinking.
I mean, that's valid.
I'm so surprised, Donna.
but yeah, Bar Harbor was very cute. We ate at a little restaurant that was right there on the waterfront, and that was lots of fun. Yes, nice. Cute little town. Lots of shopping.
That's where I learned that I like lobster too.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. So then it looks like you went and did a couple of stops in Nova Scotia. Were those two different days?
We did. There are two different days. Yep. The Halifax was the first stop in Nova Scotia. And we did get off the ship and we did sort of a extended, it was supposed to be a half day, but our tour guide literally had us back at the ship maybe 20 minutes before all aboard time. That was fun. That was booked outside of the cruise line, so that's what
I would be like a nervous wreck.
The ladies that were with us were very nervous because it was just the four of us. But we went to Peggy's Cove, so I totally recommend that. That was so cool. It's just this quaint little fishing village. And the lighthouse is there, which I'm sure you've seen. You just didn't know. It's supposedly the most photographed lighthouse in Canada. It sits out. It's white, and it sits out on the white rocks, and the surf is just crashing up. And very cool, very picturesque.
Classic, yeah. Mm-hmm. So you booked it through another tour company.
I did.
So Holland didn't, they didn't offer anything like that?
Or? They did. I just tried to do a mix of, through the cruise line and not to get, some good experience with both. And I wanted one that wasn't going to be, we already had a big bus tour scheduled. So I was trying to get something where we weren't on a bus for the day. And our guide was wonderful. His name was Thor. He was, he was actually from Iceland originally, but has lived in Nova Scotia for 20 years or whatever. So I convinced him to speak some Icelandic to us on the way, but he was super cool. He found out that my daughter is college age, so he literally drove us to several of the local universities, we looked at some churches before we headed out. So he had it under control. He knew well, but like they say, in case you get a flat tire
or something, that's your way. Yeah. I'm sure it's fine. Everything's fine. We're not going to be running and people are going to be taping us on their camera.
Exactly. Yeah.
We're going to end up on TikTok. And nice. So what was Sydney, Nova Scotia like?
Sydney is more of a, when you get there, it really feels sort of like a big city. You really have to head out of there. And there's actually a lot of people head into Cape Breton, which is what that area is called, Cape Breton. It's like the Celtic capital of North America. So if you head up into what is their highlands there, there's actually a Celtic college and farmlands. And so it's a long, a full day excursion that you can do, but you go up there and do some cultural local stuff. We didn't do that. We stayed in town. We did shopping. They have a full marketplace right off of the pier where there's local artisans. So we did a lot of shopping and bought some really cool jewelry. And then we went to a kitchen party, which they hold right there in the little market hall. And it's called a Cayley, which is the Celtic way to say kitchen party. And so it's very original to that area. It's basically people would gather in someone's kitchen and play music and sing and dance. So it's very, nice. A cultural thing to do. But the musicians, we were blown away, by the musicians. It was wonderful. And then they had us up and dancing. and doing square dances, and they served us tea and oat cakes. And so, I mean, it was super fun. My daughter loved it. She plays the violin and the fiddle, so she loved it.
Oh, that's cool. Was this, did you say this is in someone's house or?
No, no, it wasn't. Well, typically a Kaylee is held in someone's house, in their kitchen. And that's where everybody would come, and you'd have a fiddle and a piano, and everyone would play and just show up and dance and sing. So it was copying that, but it wasn't in someone's kitchen. It was in the town hall there.
I love that you were able to find something that really appealed to her like that. So, you know, since she has that.
Yep. And then also you get to take a picture with the world's largest fiddle. Is also there.
Oh, well, that's cool.
So you have to do that, which we found out is actually built to scale. So you could actually play this fiddle if you wanted to.
Get up there. Yeah. All right. Cool. So I just, this is like a sidebar thing, but usually whenever I have people who are cruising like in the Caribbean or Mexico, I always tell them they don't need to change their money. But did you get some Canadian money? For like tips and stuff?
I did. For sure. Take with me because we were doing tours, right? So I wanted to be able to tip my drivers in cash, you know, in Canadian dollars. When we shopped, we used some of the money that we had in the marketplace, although I saw you could probably use your credit card if you wanted to. So, but we had the cash, so we used it. But yes, I definitely would recommend. Traveling with some Canadian dollars for sure.
Usually I just hit up an ATM and, you know, get some money.
Yeah.
Get some that way. Yeah. I don't really do it beforehand, but okay, cool. Yeah. I know, because I know like in the Caribbean it's so easy, but I don't know. I mean, I guess you could tip in US dollars, but they can't spend it then.
Yeah, they can't spend it. I think, yeah, I mean, that's the nice thing to do, right? Because then they're not making them work. So, yeah, in the Caribbean, I mean, you know, the U.S. dollars, yeah, everyone accepts that. So,
yeah.
And Canadian dollar, too. But,
yeah. Nice. Okay, so next stop is Charlottetown.
Yes, Charlottetown, which we were looking forward to, is definitely our favorite stop. The town is just so beautiful. My daughter decided that's where she wants to live because it's so walkable and just historic. The churches there were amazing. There were so many different churches there to look at and go into. So I wasn't expecting that at all to be able to do that. And we went into the Cal's Ice Creamery, whatever. I think I just made that word up, but that's Canada's best ice cream. So ice creamery. so we got some ice cream and bought some Cal's merchandise. And then we drove. So this was our big bus tour. And it was wonderful. I didn't think I'd ever say that about a big bus tour, but our tour guide was just so great. I mean, she was passing around bags of candy and just telling us all kinds of stories. Cause just having a local is what makes it, you know, I mean, cause they can tell you so much, and have so much like colorful stories to add. But we drove through the island. It was like an hour and a half drive just through the rolling countryside. It's just beautiful. Wow. And then out to Anna Green Gables, which was special for me because I grew up reading those books and watching those movies. So we got to go to the Anna Green Gables Heritage House.
Oh, nice.
And to walk on the Haunted Trail and Lover's Lane. You might not know anything about this if you're not an Anna Green Gables fan, but if you are, you know.
Okay.
Someone out there is going to be like, yes, Anna Green Gables.
My cousin would. She's all about like those kind of books and stuff.
Yes. Yeah. It was super cool. Yep.
Nice. All right. Awesome. So that's really cool. That's Prince Edward Island, right?
Yes. Prince Edward Island. We stopped on because the thing about Prince Edward Island is they have the Red Cliffs. That's like their thing. Mm-hmm. So we stopped along Cavendish Beach and got out and stood along the cliffs. And there were bald eagles out there and the water and the rocks. And it's just, it's very different. Yep.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. All right. And then, so how many days did you have at sea? Because we're almost out of ports here.
I know. We really only had one sea day, which wasn't really a sea day because we were cruising along the St. Lawrence River. So once we left Prince Edward Island, then you curve around and you go in heading towards Quebec. So that was one day of sailing on the St. Lawrence River.
Okay.
Some cruises I see might actually do two, but we actually spent an overnight in Quebec.
Oh, so, okay. Yeah,
which was super nice because you were able to spend the night on the ship and have an extra day in Quebec. So, yeah, I liked that feature a lot.
That's cool. So you stayed, so you had that night on the ship, but didn't, then you stayed three extra nights too?
Or? We stayed three extra nights in Quebec, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So how was Quebec? That's one I've not been to or really, it's not really on my radar that much, but how was it?
We loved it. We loved it. It's really nice because my daughter wanting to travel to Europe, like that's her thing. That's what she wants to do. It was kind of a nice little taste of what it's like to be somewhere where people are not speaking English and where you just really, it's beautiful there. I mean, you could take a zillion pictures every corner you turn. It's just historic buildings. I mean, it looks like you're in Paris, basically. It's very, very pretty. And lots of shopping to do, just walking and looking and going through into all the old churches. We stayed in a cute hotel that was right across from like the center of town. So we were able to just kind of walk everywhere. Public transportation is super easy to use there too. So if you're not good at that, it's really easy to get around, but it's nice too, because you know, everyone speaks English as well. So it's not like you can't communicate.
That was going to be my question too.
The minute they would usually greet you in French, but then once you would say, oh, hello, good morning, they would immediately switch. So, and no one does it begrudgingly because really, I mean, they're in the minority in Canada speaking in French. So, you know, they're used to speaking English. But yeah, we ate poutine while we were there. Official poutine. Not the kind you get here, so that was fun. I wouldn't say I would get it first. Now, you know, it wouldn't be the first thing I would order, but you have to eat it there. So
yeah. You
gotta try it. But we stayed really busy. I booked us a private tour for just the two of us to, and I'm gonna not pronounce this correctly, the Île d'Orléans, which is the island off of Quebec. And it's all farmland. So we visited a cidery and had like a cider tasting there. We visited a cheese factory, cheese making place, a cheese shop, and tried all the different cheeses. Yep. We skipped the winery because we wanted to go to the chocolate place. So we sampled chocolate. But it was really fun. It's been a while since I've done a private tour. Super nice. They picked us up at our hotel and just drove us around for the day. So
So could you like kind of make it how you wanted it, or did they come with all the suggestions? Or
so, you know, I'd spoken to the girl before about what we like to do, and she made suggestions. So yeah, it's customizable. I mean, they can only do so much because, you know, it was a half day thing, so they could only drive us so far before we needed to turn around again. But just apple orchards and cows and horses, all the things my daughter loves.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So is there anything else that we didn't mention about like the Holland America part that you want to make sure you mention?
Let's see.
Did you do any specialty dining or?
We did. Yeah, we did. We did the Italian restaurant Canaletto. Okay. Which is good, you know, comparable to any of the other ships. We also dined at the pop-up, the Morimoto by the Sea. Super yummy sushi and so much food. You feel bad because you can't eat everything, but you want to order everything. Super, super yummy. And they still had, they had a Dutch brunch when on our cruising day on the St. Lawrence River. They had a brunch. And then they had the Dutch tea. So in one day. So yeah, lots of sampling of foods, and there was no shortage of food.
I do like their little tea time. That's really
I do too. I liked this one a lot too, because I don't know if it's because it was a smaller ship. When I've done it on their other ships, they bring the tea out and pour it, right? It's already prepared. But I guess maybe because there's less people dining, we were able to do our own tea and like let it steep. Mm-hmm. So my daughter's a tea drinker, so she appreciated being able to steep her own tea.
That's awesome.
I just love a little Dutch cafe because they've got really good beer.
Yeah, no, they don't have that one on this ship, but.
Oh, yeah. No. I guess no. I just won't have to go on the Zuiderdam. I just got to go pick a different ship.
You have to go on one of the Pinnacle class ships. Yep.
Yeah,
they have those and those bashi balls that the pastries filled with the cream. Mm-hmm. Oh, and they also had a New England a seafood boil in the main dining room, which you could was like an extra charge, not much.
Yeah.
So you could do like an authentic seafood boil.
Nice.
They had a band play on the ship from Cape Breton. I don't think they were on the ship for the whole time. They're only there for about half because they had three nights of shows. But really, really great. We really enjoyed that. So it was nice that they really brought on a lot of like authentic food, authentic music, authentic entertainment for the area.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Now I want to go.
I didn't know how much I was going to, how much we were going to enjoy it. And I was just pleasantly surprised. And every town is just beautiful. Everything is so walkable. That even if you didn't have excursions planned, you would still enjoy yourself because there are so many places to walk and explore and eat and shop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Alrighty, cool. Well, that is our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. And we'd love to thank Meg for being with us tonight. Thank you.
Yay. You're welcome. Yay.
On behalf of Donna, George, and myself, Sandy, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.